Episode 16.
Episode 16. Oh,
Wow.
such a dream team.
Oh my God, our podcast is having its sweet 16.
Is it going to spread its wings?
Yes, Hilary Duff.
Is it its chance to fly?
It's always its chance to fly.
Is it discovering so much more to life?
Okay.
Pull that one out of the.
Metamorphosis, the Metamorphosis album made me gay.
Literally, I can say the same because the Start Me Up song, whatever it's called, where it's like, I didn't see this coming. Why don't you stop me? I was like, she's hot. Yeah.
Right, you're like, all right, I see
Come on and light me up. Like,
it.
yeah.
Do you remember the song on that album? It was called like The Math. It was like, if you can't
Can't do
do
the
the
math,
math,
then
then
get
get
out of
out of
the
the
equation.
equation. That's a fucking bop,
And
dude.
that the song, the album, the song that is the album title, Metamorphosis, is a good one too.
Right. It's like all of our hormones changing and realizing we're gay.
That's what I'm gonna listen to tonight.
As you fall asleep.
Literally.
And just like a single teardrop just like falls down your face.
I'm into it.
I'm into it. But yeah, episode 16, we're talking about beauty.
We are talking about beauty, all things that come with it.
I mean, you have a question, it's going to be answered.
Oh, yes. We have a special surprise for all the
Oh,
listeners out there.
yes. Oh, yes. A very special consultant who I don't want to spoil anything, but it's not Dr. BJPP.
What?
It's not. And we know she's an expert in everything, but we got a specialist joining us
Like
tonight.
you're paying the specialist fee. It's not copay. Like you're paying the
No.
specialist fee for this.
No, exactly. So like this is like free beauty tips that you can't just get off the streets. Like this is exclusive content with a trained professional, and we're very excited to have her on later on in
Wow,
the
so
episode.
excited.
I know. So before we dive into all the beauty tips, I would just like to introduce coming in from the infamous stage right. We have the true beauty of the world, Stacy.
They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and I'm holding all the bees.
Buzz, buzz. My God, it works.
Thank
It
you, thank you,
works.
thank you, thank you. I want to just own bee homes. I just want to be a beekeeper, but that's
That
neither here nor there.
sounds miserable. Okay.
Anyways, thanks for calling my dreams miserable. So coming in from stage left, we have the American Beauty
Oh
himself,
my
Keith
gosh.
Kent.
Yay. Well, you know, she's beauty. She's grace. And she'll curb stomp your face.
Miss Congeniality Part 3.
Right, Sandra Bullock, who? Move over, Sandra Bullock.
Your time's over, Sandy.
She's like my mom in the movie. I'd watch it.
I'm into it.
I'd watch it. So I had another run-in today with, I've told you about him before, and I won't drop names or anything,
Say
but there's
their name. Say
two
their
their names.
name.
You know what? There's a 0 out of 100 chance he'll ever hear this. So his name is Eric, but he works where I work, and he kind of does like finance stuff, like the head of finance woman. And I see him in the hallways, and he's like nerdy and like kind of awkward, but he's always so fucking nice. Like I hear him asking people like how they're doing, or this like just very kind, just a nice person. So I think he checks me out. He does. And I tested it yesterday. Like I sometimes if like I feel like I've been sitting too long, like I stand up at my desk, like just like stretch my legs and just like sitting all day. It's just like, oh. So he like walked by and I was like standing at my desk and like he looked over at me. I saw the corner of my eye and I was like, yeah, he's checking me out. Ooh. So I know. But the thing is, I cannot find him on Facebook or Instagram. Like the boy is fucking off the grid. So I don't know why I said that like Oprah. So today there's like there's a bathroom like in the hallway, like a public bathroom. And I went in there and he was like coming out of the bathroom stall. And I was like, oh no, like awkward bathroom small talk.
The worst.
You know the type.
The worst.
It's the worst. So I pee and I'm like washing my hands when he was coming out of the stall, actually.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, hey, like, how's your day going? I'm like, oh, it's good, you know. And then he used the soap dispenser and it fucking like broke off of the wall. Which, in his defense, like, I've seen it off the wall before. So, like, I don't think he, like, did the initial break. I think the janitors are just, like, lazy and, like, slipped it back in the holes.
That's what she said.
So, it, like, comes, and I was, like, he was, like, all, like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm, like, it's fine. Like, I've seen it, like, broke, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, how's your day going? He was like, oh, it was fine until I broke the soap dispenser. I'm like, you didn't break it. So I forgot how it got to this, but I was like about to walk out. And I was like, oh, are you heading out for the day? He was like, yeah. He was like, are you here till 5 again? I'm like, yeah, I'm always here till 5. And he's like, what's your schedule? Which I thought was, you know, kind of like, it's fine. But like, it's, I don't know. He's like, what's your schedule? I was like, oh, what?
No, keep going. Keep going.
I said, oh, I work 9 to 5. And I was like, just like the hit Dolly Parton song.
Oh.
And he looked so confused. Like,
no.
He didn't. He was like, and I was like, you know, like, working 9 to 5. I was like, it's a Dolly Parton song. He was like, oh, okay. And I was like, all right, bye.
Wow.
So he doesn't know the song 9 to 5, which like I feel like is like a staple.
So is he gay? Like, I don't believe he is if he doesn't know 9 to 5.
But so
like, that is gay culture.
It's a prerequisite to be gay.
Yes.
No. I don't know. I've met gay guys in the past who like aren't like into like social pop culture stuff. So like, I guess I wouldn't be surprised. Like, I would believe that he's gay and didn't know it. But like, that was kind of like, you don't know that song?
Wow, Nene.
So that's where it left off. We were like talking in the bathroom and then.
That's really awkward. That's like a very awkward bathroom situation.
Oh, it was like straight out of The Office, like one of those like palpable tension like scenes. I was like, you know, like the hit song by Dolly Parton. He was like, I was like, I gotta go.
Wow.
Shoving Olive Garden breadsticks into my purse. I gotta go.
Bring that meme back.
I always thought that was so funny.
It's so funny.
It really is. So I'll keep you posted if things like develop, but how am I gonna talk to him or have like more of a full conversation with him, especially if he doesn't have social media? Like, how am I gonna contact him
in person in the bathroom?
You know what, we tried that.
And he broke the soap dispenser.
He broke the soap dispenser and doesn't know the song 9 to 5.
You should message him on Teams.
I was honestly thinking that, but I wouldn't know what to say.
You should be like, hey, give this a listen and send 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton.
And then my boss calls me into the office the next day. She's like, were you Googling 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton? I'm like, no.
Milo's like, yeah.
So you think it wouldn't be awkward if I fucking messaged him a YouTube link of 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton?
No, not if you're into him and you want to do something with it. It would be awkward if you didn't want to do anything with him.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Because that would be a cute, like, flirtatious way of, oh, I remember our conversation. And then it also shows that you know,
So this is what it comes to. Me flirting with guys by sending the fucking link to the YouTube video of 9 to 5. All right, cool.
Yeah, based on your bathroom conversations. Yeah, cool.
Remember when you broke the soap dispenser? LOL. Now here's 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton.
I mean, I'd do it.
I just did. I was typing it as I was saying
it. Tune in next week to find out his response.
Right. Tune in to episode 17. So that was my highlight, I guess.
Highlight of the day.
I guess.
The day where I call you thinking that you also had work off, but you didn't, and you answer secretly and you go, "Are you okay?"
Yes, I seriously thought something was wrong. I'm like, clearly she knows I'm at work. I thought something was wrong. Like, are you okay? And then Stacey was like, "Oh no, sorry. Like, I just wanted to tell you about my dentist appointment." And then I'm silent for a second and I go, "Before we hang up, how many cavities did you have?" I like had to get that in.
You were like whispering to everything. You're like, "I'm at work. Are you okay?" And then I was like, "No, I just wanted to talk about my teeth." And you were like, "How many cavities do you have?" Like, complete.
That's my like number one concern.
And I told Keith that I had 4 cavities. I don't know how much I believe it though.
What, you think they're scamming? Okay. Let's tell the audience about your dentist debacle, okay, like from the start.
Okay, so here's the thing. So first off, I like haven't been to the dentist in a hot minute. Don't judge me. and so I call around to try and find a dentist that is in my insurance with work, and I get this one dentist number. There was like 2 dentists that fit all of my filters, right? And so I call the number and the person answers the phone and goes like, dentist office. And I was like, "Oh, I'm calling for so-and-so." They're like, "Oh,
that's specific."
I don't remember the name, but it was dentist really hard office? To pronounce.
That's how they answer the phone.
Oh, 100%. They're like, "Dentist office." I'm like, "Okay." right. Okay. So whatever. Then I was like, "Oh, sorry. I'm looking for this person." They were like, "Oh, they don't work at this practice." I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, that's really weird. I'll try another number." So I call the same exact number back. And again, it takes me to this dentist office. And I'm like, "Oh, well, I just want to let you guys know your call forwarding must be set up because I called a completely different number and ended up bringing you twice." And I typed it in both times, like typed in a completely different number and it took me someplace else, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing they're like, well, you're in luck. This is a dentist office. We're taking new patients.
Well, yeah, they answered the phone, dentist office. So I hope it is.
I mean, it could be a front at this point. But anyways.
It's a dog fighting ring.
Oh.
Okay. I don't know why that was my first.
Keith. And
are you okay? okay, go on.
Any whistle. So then I was like, "Yeah, let's set it up." And so lo and behold, it was a few weeks ago and I am supposed to go today. I get there, it's like super cute, all of that. They're super sweet and super nice. I get into the appointment and they're doing my cleaning. She was like, "How long since you've had a cleaning?" And do not judge me. It's been a busy time since I moved to New York. I haven't gone to the dentist since I moved to New York. I was like, 3 years. She goes, "Wish me luck." She's like, about to wish dive me into luck. My teeth.
Like, what do you say to that? You're like, "Ha ha." With your hilarious. I mean,
and the best part is she had like a Russian accent. So she's like, "Wish me luck."
Wish me luck. This is like the Cold War.
And it was sad. She's like, "It may hurt, but I work fast."
Like, oh, okay. That's hot.
We ended up just laughing and having a great time. The other technician was like, "You're the sweetest. I hope all the patients are like you." And I was like, "Probably not, but that's okay." I was like, "You forget where you are. You're on like the Upper East Side right now. And like, yeah. I'm from Brooklyn."
Brooklyn, baby.
Brooklyn's in the house. Yeah. Anyways, So lo and behold, I get through all of this stuff, and then the person comes in. I do my fluoride treatment. I'm getting a mouth guard for sleeping at night. So there's all this stuff that's going on. And the dentist comes in. He's like, oh, you've got cavities. This one, this one, this one, this one. I was like, okay. And me thinking getting a cavity filled is not that big of a deal. I've done it plenty of times before, right?
Mm-hmm.
I go back out to the front, and we're talking about next appointments and stuff like that. And Keith, when I say that I've never seen or fathomed this much money to like be to be associated with a filling,
yeah.
I thought I was being punked.
Yeah.
I thought I was in the Twilight Zone, because she meant that. So this dentist is like a celebrity dentist. Like, that's what she's known as. Like, she like puts it on everywhere. She's like this bougie dentist, and like, her reviews are fantastic, and I get why. The practice was amazing. I felt so comfortable. They did a great job with my teeth. Like, I had a blast at the dentist. And lo and behold, the best part is I'm walking out, and they're like, oh, yeah, well, this is in your insurance. This is in your insurance. We're just going to make sure that you're getting most out of your benefits. And I was like, preach, okay?
Yeah.
Then I get to the front, and she casually had said, like, oh, we do porcelain filling, so they'll help you get that set up at the front. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, what's the fucking difference? And I get up to the front, and she's like, okay, so you have four cavities, this one, this one, this one, this one, and we can do two this year and two next year. So this would be your total for this year. And I looked at it, and I was like, wait, that's for how many teeth?
Yeah.
That's for two teeth? And I was like, why is it so expensive? She goes, oh, because it's porcelain. I was like, you don't have any other options?
Just throw some clay in there.
Like, exactly. Like, slap some fucking, like,
cement.
Do some polydent or some fix-a-flat. I don't care. Just, like, anyways. Lo and behold, because, like, with my insurance taking care of the x-ray today and all the stuff that they have to do, I had, like, a decent amount of money to put towards it. It only paid for, like, half of one of my teeth, one of my fillings.
The half, like, a tooth special.
Literally, the half a tooth special. Can I get the half combo? Lo and behold, it was like almost basically for the four teeth, it was like each tooth was like almost $1,500.
That's fucked up.
Right? And so the two teeth that I was supposed to get this year, like $1,500, $1,500. That's like $3,000. She said I had like $1,000 left on my insurance because of the x-rays and stuff like that. So she's like, you'd be paying this much for this year.
Out of pocket? Fillings.
Yeah, out of pocket. And she's like, we can go on a payment plan. I'm like,
no.
What? And then she goes, oh, and next year it'll be a lot cheaper. But even next year, it's only going to, I'm still going to be paying like $1,500. And then on top of that, then my insurance is maxed out in case anything happens. So, like, in my mind, I was like, the fuck? And then on top of it, not only is it that they do the porcelain, but because it's porcelain, because they're all about making sure it's white and shiny and it looks good, mm-hmm. I even asked, I was like, what's the point? I was like, what's the difference? Like, why porcelain? She was like, well, it's an investment because normal fillings you have to get done like every 3 to 5 years. And this year would only have to get redone around 10. And I'm like,
what?
Right? And I was like, okay, whatever. So it's an investment. But then I would have to go to my appointment, get my molds made for my teeth. Then they'd ship it out. Get the porcelain, like, I guess, caps made. Then I'd come back 2 weeks later, and then they'd do everything.
So you're, like, paying for, like, veneers, basically.
Pretty much. I'm like, yeah. And she's like, well, it's cheaper than a crown because that's $2,500 a piece. And I'm like, okay, but this pretty much is, like, a crown to me. It's just porcelain.
Right. So, trust me, it's a crown, honey.
Right? Because that's all I wear.
yes.
But basically, I was like, the fuck? But the funny part is about this that's interesting. Two of the teeth already have fillings in them that they say they need to replace with new fillings because they have cavities in them.
Yeah.
And so part of me is like, I have no reason not to trust them. But at the same time, like, you only picked two of my teeth. You picked four teeth and half of them already have fillings. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's just.
It's like when you go to like a mechanic just for an oil change. And they're like, yeah, well, you need this, this, this upgrade, this high end, blah, 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 or you're going to die. You're like, damn.
Yeah. So that's exactly what it was. And I was like, you know what? Let's just make the appointments anyways. My appointment's not until like December. So I've got a few weeks. Cause she was like, we could do it right before Thanksgiving, but you just like can't eat. I'm like, cause they were going to put a temporary on. I'm like, you're telling me I can't eat before Thanksgiving? She's like, just not on that side. I was like,
hey.
She's like, and don't eat bread. I'm like, the best part of Thanksgiving is the bread.
Right.
The stuffing. Like, the rolls. Like, come on.
Yeah.
So, nope. Very long story short, I'm going to see if I can get my x-rays, like, sent to another dentist for a second opinion to be like, hey, first off, is this legit? Because I can't read it. And second off, what do you charge for fillings that aren't porcelain?
Right. You're just going to be, like, in a back alley of Detroit, like, getting your teeth filled.
I mean, at this point.
Hey, it's 20 hey. Bucks a tooth.
Okay, take it out at this point. You know what I mean? Sell it.
Put a little hole in it and wear it as a necklace.
Dude, why not?
Hey.
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 But yeah, so that was my ordeal today. And then I had like another doctor's appointment, which was fine. But yeah, so it was interesting. So now it's like I get when she says celebrity dentist and it's like bougie. Now I get it. But I love the
practice. You were fucking on like the Upper East Side. Like
I was. It was like right off Central Park. And so like I love the practice. I'm going to go back for like they're going to be like my general dentist for my cleanings and stuff like that. They're getting me a mouth guard that's completely covered with all of that because I grind my teeth and I sleep. So good stuff coming down from them. But like I'm not going to spend that much money for some caps on my teeth.
Right. You're going to come back for a cleaning next year. They're going to be like, so why did you cancel your appointments?
And I'm going to be like, it was too expensive and I'm not going to pay for it. So you can clean the filling.
They're like, Clyde, please escort them out.
I mean, like, I could say I had to go home and I wasn't able to come back and I needed to get it done. And so I just did it in Michigan.
You're just not coming up with this elaborate story.
Oh, there's no elaborate story. I'll just say, you know, like, I had to go home earlier than planned and I just got them done while I was there because I was there for a while.
All right. We got a plan.
We got a plan, so tune into the pod at our season finale to see how
how Stacey's dentist drama.
Literally how I end up getting through all of this and what the ending is. If you want to place some like bets or like what you think I'm gonna do, like email to HOOTZ and a holler at gmail.com. We'll take a poll.
Yeah, just email us like how much you think Stacey's gonna end up paying for a filling.
Exactly, like what's the story, help me out, like anything just to help me on this saga.
Come see my dentist when you're in town.
Your dentist name is Crentis.
The Office, for those who don't know.
And I have a trivia night on Friday for that.
Yeah, you're gonna kill the game.
If I don't win, I'm gonna be pissed.
And I'll say, I knew it. She was never a true Office fan.
You know what? I could say the same thing about you.
I bet I started watching it before you did.
Oh, 100%. No lie. 100%.
Okay.
So, anyways.
Moving on.
But anyways, I bring this up with the beauty piece of it because then I did like my fluoride and stuff and like my teeth, I feel pretty good. They feel good. You know what I mean? And yeah. She said, you have beautiful teeth. You have a beautiful smile and you're doing a great job brushing. And I'm like, okay, but I have cavities. Okay. But
right. They're like, now give me $2,000 to fix one
per tooth.
Per tooth.
But anyways, so she was like, oh, yeah, your teeth are beautiful. I was like, thank you.
And you're like, yeah, I know. Yeah, so, I know. Just part of your daily beauty routine.
My daily beauty routine? It used to be pretty good. It's dying down now. But do you have a daily beauty routine?
I'm just kidding. I swear to God, I'm just kidding.
You're really fresh tonight. I just want to let you know.
I just literally said I think you're sexy.
Do you, though?
Yeah.
Oh, my doctor does because I got a tetanus booster today. And she was like, you need to just relax your arm. And I was like, it is. She's like, oh, relax it. I guess my muscles are just too.
Is this the beginning of some cheap ass doctor porno?
I mean, like, I gotta pay for that tooth. You know what I mean?
I gotta get those coins somehow. That's the beginning of a fucking doctor porn scene. Not like I've ever seen any because I'm celibate, but.
Relax your arm. It'll be easier.
Just relax your arm. Oh, it is relaxed. Oh, my. Have you been, like, working out? You're like, well, yeah. Like, oh, the doctor won't be here for a minute.
Or the doctor is in. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, we know what the doctor's in, honey. Oh.
So, Eddie-hoozle.
Eddie-hoozle talking about beauty.
Do you have a beauty routine?
No, I like wash my face like sometimes. That's it.
Sometimes.
I wash my face in the shower.
Okay.
But isn't it like a common like stereotype, misconception? I can't talk. That like girls get like pissy about guys like never like washing their face or showering or like doing anything and their skin looks great, and meanwhile girls go through this fucking like routine.
Yeah, because our hormones are never the same ever
after you have a child.
No, and the child
and the child mentioned the
no child. Like, if you think about it, during our cycles each week we have like a different hormone pumping through our bodies. So like one week it's a lot of estrogen, the next week it's a lot of testosterone, another one is another hormone that starts with a P. Like, it's constantly different all the time, so no wonder our face is always fucked
up. I did find this one like Clearasil zit stuff that if I ever get a zit, that works like actually really well with my skin.
Oh, nice.
But other than that, like, I mean, I literally just, like, wash my face. I don't really have, like, a routine. I don't.
Well, hopefully you can pick up some tips from our guest that's coming on.
I mean, I was hoping and praying that you have your notebook out.
Oh, it's been out, honey.
Good. Do you have your quill fucking sharp?
My ink and my quill.
Your ink. This vial of ink. You're like, all right. Bring her on.
Bring her on.
Actually, yeah. Let's like bring her on right now.
Let's like bring her on.
Why not?
Bring her on.
What the fuck? Bring it on. The musical. So let's pull our beauty consultant into our episode and just learn all the tips.
Yay!
All right, here we go.
Oh,
hello.
Hello.
Christy.
Hey, guys.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to Two Hoots and a Holler.
Yeah.
We're so happy to have you, and we
literally so happy to have you.
Yeah, we've been talking about it and planning it for a long time.
I know, and it's exciting.
Yeah, and it lined up really well because this is going to be episode 16 with Christine.
Hello.
It's perfect.
I'm so excited.
So yeah, we wanted to invite you on to get your beauty insights, and we have some questions for you.
Okay.
And before we dive in, a little backstory. Christine and I have been friends for a couple of years now. We met at my current job, became friends through that, and you moved to Ann Arbor in February?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, so she moved a little bit further away, but we still keep in touch, obviously, and talk all the time.
Keep in touch.
Yes, Christine!
She knows.
Number one fan of the pod.
Yeah, number one fan of the pod.
So cool.
So, yeah, we have like a different theme each episode, and we toss around the idea of a beauty episode, and I was like, Christine would be the perfect guest on that to
Thank
talk
you.
About yeah of course like your work and experience with it and just yeah. everything.
And everyone needs it right now because we were like all in holes during COVID, you know. Mm-hmm. And like things were not being taken care of like they should have been.
I know. No, I feel
so...
you.
Right. And winter's coming up and just like, oh, but Yeah, so we have our questions lined up for you, but I know that we have to get a tagline in here for you. So I think you mentioned you've been working on some.
Yes, yes. I'm dying to know if you'll know who it is.
Okay, yeah. Is it one of the housewives?
Yeah.
Okay, say it and I'll see. But I want to know what your tagline is.
I'm not going to tell anybody what to do with their skinny girl shit.
It's not Bethany. I thought, didn't Bethany have the skinny girl line?
Yeah.
Jill, you like Jill Zarin, don't you?
Nope. Do you want me to tell you?
Ramona. Which... Ramona.
Nope.
It's the Countess.
Nope. No, what? Bethany has been a guest on their seasons before. So it's a totally different group.
Is it New Jersey?
Nope.
Oh my
wrong,
God.
Wrong coast.
Oh, Orange County?
Close. it's
Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills.
Yes. Yeah.
Who it's not is it Monkeys, Lisa?
Monkeys.
Is it Lisa?
No, so she is a singer. She still performs.
Is it Kim?
Nope.
I was gonna say Kim Candy. Anyone from Atlanta?
She's been on now for she's been on for a while, but she's not one of the original BH girls. But she's been on for a while, probably half the time.
I think I really only watched the first few seasons.
Oh, gotcha.
So I might not know the exact name.
Probably
who is it?
Not. It's Erica Jane.
Oh, I know, with the huge tits and blonde hair.
Yes.
Oh,
love
yes.
Her.
I know who that is.
Love her.
I think I trailed off after like the first season she was on, to be honest. Gotcha. Didn't she have like a really old boyfriend?
Yeah, her husband. He's like some, I don't know, Beverly Hills or LA attorney. I don't know, but he's old. He's pretty old.
Yeah.
As someone who doesn't know the show, all of the descriptors of, oh, she's blonde with big boobs and has a husband who's really old gave me no information to differentiate.
She, like, has all that jewelry. Any of them. She's really rich.
She's had all that work done on her face.
That narrows down the list.
Yeah, she had her lips done.
Oh, I know exactly who it is now.
Oh, of course. No, yes, I do remember Erica. Okay, that's very funny.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah, I love housewives in general.
She's probably the really old version of Chanel. Like, when Chanel gets to, like, her 40s.
Yeah.
That's Erica Jane. Her one-liners are classic.
I'm not going to tell anyone what to do with their skinny girl. It's great.
Hey, she's being upfront about it.
Yeah. Listen. You know what you're gonna get.
Oh.
Yep. So excuse me. So let's just start off with your backstory, like how you got into this field or your current position, or if you've like always been interested in it, or like kind of how it, you know, developed.
Definitely developed later for me, but yeah. I have always been interested in skincare. I worked at a medical spa and dermatologist for about 4 years back mm-hmm. in my early 20s. So I always had like a behind the scenes view of skincare, and especially on the spa side and the medical spa. So it was just always intriguing, but never really anything I ever thought of doing. And then, long story short, I've been doing medical billing for quite a few years, and I was sitting at work one day. And it actually popped up on my Facebook, the Douglas J. Aveda Institute. And so I clicked on it and I was like, gosh, I do love skincare. My mom is super, super into it. And so I decided to go check out the school, I think a day or two after I saw it. And then the day after that, I signed up for school. And that's that awesome. Was just in, what, 2017, I think. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Or is Aveda just specific to Michigan, or is it
Aveda? No. Aveda itself is not. It's across the world pretty much.
Oh.
But the Douglas J schools, those are, it's a specific family from Michigan who started the Douglas J. So if you go down a, like, I don't know, like head over to Arizona, there's going to be a Veda Institutes, but they'll be named something different. So they are franchised out, but yeah, Douglas J is definitely specific to Michigan. And then there is one institute in Chicago and one institute in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Interesting. Yeah.
And that's awesome, and the universe kind of giving you that and putting it on your Facebook, and then you took just like the initiative to go do it the weekend later. That's, you don't hear most people, they're like, oh, I have a dream and it's so far off, but that's awesome that you just went and did it.
It was very surprising to myself as well. After it all happened so quick, everything was so compulsive, and then I kind of like realized, like, oh crap, I'm going back to school.
Right. And that is that kind of when, after your schooling, you were developing like your service cards and stuff, your business card and your name and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, how did that all come to fruition?
Oh yeah, I knew I wanted to be able to do stuff on the side, so I did. I kind of started my own little side hustle, but it's very minimal, and obviously because of current situation, I haven't done any of that kind of stuff in a while. Something I wanted to do with my friends too, kind of. I knew I could always be able to get my friends together to do, you know, a little mini spa night or something like that. So I did that. Oh, no. And then actually on the day that I graduated school, my educator there, she gave me a big hug, and she had told me, she goes, in a year, I want you to come back and I want you to do our educators program. So that, she put that bug in my ear. It was never something I even thought of when I was in school or at all. And she put that bug in my ear. So as I started working at spas, that was always in the back of my mind. And then pretty much when I hit that 1 year of being in the field, that's when I went back to her. And it took a while for it to happen because there was just a lot of stuff going on, you know, with educators there and stuff, some people quitting, moving around. But it took probably about 6 months before I finally got my offer. And that's where I am now. I went to school at one location, so in Royal Oak, but this job was in Ann Arbor. So yeah, I had to make a move because I was doing the drive and it was hard. It was about 700 miles a week I was driving.
That exact spot in Royal Oak, I can picture it, like right next to Goldfish Tea, right by the railroad tracks over there. That's crazy. What a small world. I always wondered what went on within those four walls.
Beauty, that's what.
Beauty. Yep,
lots of beauty. It is a three level building.
Full of beauty.
Wow.
All three levels.
Mm-hmm.
Full of beauty.
Yeah.
That'd be a good salon name to open.
You need what?
That would be.
Full of beauty.
Full of beauty. Yeah, that's not bad. I don't hate it.
Because it's like faceful, it's like a face full of beauty.
Yeah,
full of beauty.
Full of beauty. Do that. I'm gonna actually. I might memo that myself right now.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
That's a great name.
Right. Tell Stacey about your your franchise, you know, name was, and then what services you did.
Christine Simple Beauty.
I remember us emailing at work back and forth about like different titles.
Yes, and I had to have my name in it.
It's so classy.
It is classy too, because it's like you don't want like a busy title, like just all this bells and whistles, like just, no, like this is what, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's to the point.
Yeah.
And you did like waxings and stuff.
I was doing a lot of little waxing groups, and full body waxing, and I could do mini facials, not like a full, because you know it's a traveling, everything's traveling with me, but I would do some mini facials too. Those were a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think I've ever actually gotten a facial.
I haven't either. I've done like those face masks, but
it's relaxing. It's so relaxing to get a facial. It's so good getting your face massaged. Just the massage alone is makes it worth it.
Right, because we don't really like massage our own like faces a lot. I'm sure we carry like tension.
Oh yeah, it's so good. It's so good to self-massage your skin. I highly, highly recommend that. I always tell that to my students too. I'm like, don't forget to massage your eyes tonight.
They're like, okay, we will.
So, speaking of that, like with this crazy time that we have, and since you're very into skincare, I think I know I would, and I think that also the viewers would appreciate kind of like some do's and don'ts, especially around taking care of your skin with this mask situation. Because I know that me and my friends, we have the mask me, and it's like become a thing that we're trying to navigate, always having that on your face. So, like, do you have any tips or tricks on how to navigate that?
I have to wear my mask the entire time I'm at work. It's so hard because I'm speaking so much. I struggle with the mask because just the breathing with them. I mean, we got some from work that are better, but like I wore one of just a standard medical one the other day, and I could not talk. I would talk usually for like 30 minutes straight, basically doing a lesson, and I was like gasping because it was just awful. So the mask, they're a bummer. I know we have to do it, but yeah, definitely not good for skin because I start to break out on my chin. Even like the tip of my nose keeps breaking out because that mask is constantly touching it.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. I think I got a zit on my nose like last week because I made a joke that I called myself Rudolph.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Like, I have a zit on my nose. I didn't like process.
Yeah.
I was like, fucking Rudolph loser. And I just didn't realize because I'm wearing a mask.
Yeah. I keep getting in the same spot. I keep getting on the tip of my nose.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm getting mine like on the chin.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm struck. I've got my exfoliator. Good. I do every once in a while. I've got my daily cleansing. And then I also have like my spot treatment stuff. But like anything else you can let me know. I'll go on Sephora and buy it tonight.
I mean, just so with wearing a mask, does it make your skin like drier or like more oily?
Me personally, I haven't really had an issue with that. But definitely I have seen my own students. Yeah. Some of them getting really dry and red, some of them getting really oily with breakouts. So yeah, every person is different, but I mean, you're having that air sit in that mask when you talk and you breathe, and it's just, you know, your skin needs to breathe, you know, it can't be covered up like that. It's not meant to be covered up, but yeah, I mean, I'm not wearing makeup. I really only do half a face of makeup when I go to work.
Right.
Yeah. Really? I thought that was just what all the beauty gurus were doing just because they still needed to make content on YouTube. You're actually only doing half a face.
Yeah, I mean, I don't wear a ton of makeup to begin with, but I'm just not putting any of my, like, foundation, you know, down on my chin and upper lip and stuff because it just gets too gross on me when I do. With that mask, and it clogs my pores, and it's just sitting in all that heated breath, and it's just gross.
Right. Do you have a nightly routine? Like, do you only use Aveda products? Like, what's your?
Definitely have a nighttime routine.
Oh, walk us through it.
Yeah. Wait, let me get my notepad. Right.
Okay. I keep things simple in the morning because, you know, I'm usually getting up and getting ready. So my nighttime routine is definitely, I have a couple steps for that. So definitely cleansing. I wear makeup most days when I go to work. So I usually do a double cleanse on my skin to make sure I get everything off. So I use a Aveda cleanser for that.
This is not a paid ad. No, this is not.
No,
paid.
I won't get any kind of bonus or raise.
But Aveda, if you want to sponsor us,
right? Like, let's get Christine an affiliate code, and we'll put it on the Patreon.
Yeah. Okay. So cleanser.
Yep. I always cleanse, and I use. So I'll cleanse my first time with just using my cleanser, rinsing with like just my hands and water, and then the second time I cleanse, I'll go through with my little cleansing pad, and I'll put my cleanser on, and then I kind of light scrub a little bit, and then rinse. Ooh. And then, yep, I kind of let it air dry for about, I don't know, a minute or so. And then I have a toner that I use. So I spray my skin with my toner. It's the toning mist from Aveda. And the toner just helps to balance out the pH levels in your skin. Because when your pH levels are off, that's when you tend to be more dry or more oily or have that combination skin. And that's because your pH is too high in the forehead and it's making you oily. And then your pH on your cheeks is lower, so it's making you dry. So keeping that pH level in your skin even helps to make your skin more normal.
Is that why they say, like, stay hydrated, like, for good skin?
Yes, yeah. Water definitely helps.
Oh, my God,
that
makes so much sense. Yeah.
Well, water helps to keep moisture in your skin. So, you know, we have, what is it, eight organs in the body, and your skin is your largest organ, yet it's the last one to receive anything good from water. Like, water goes to every other part of your body first before it gets to your skin. So that's why you need to drink a lot of water, because it takes so long to work its way to your skin. But it definitely helps to keep your skin looking even and hydrated. Water is so important. That's the most important thing you can do for your skin, is to drink a lot of water. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Wow. Yes. This is what they need to teach us in school. Fuck, like,
seriously. Like, algebra 2. Fuck that.
I haven't found, you know, a slope formula. I haven't used a slope formula.
Theorem, who? Right, like, these are, like,
taxes and skincare. Yeah, like, come
these
on.
These, like, the life tips, like, we seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So hydration. So toner.
Yep. So then I tone, and then, let's see. My next step would be I put on my eye cream, and that one right now I couldn't tell you what brand I'm using because it's something I got from one of my, like, subscription beauty boxes that I get. So I don't know what brand it is, but I always do an eye cream, and you can never be too young to wear eye cream because it's preventative for fine lines and wrinkles. Ooh. Yeah, so eye cream, very important. Okay. And right, yep, eye cream, preventative.
I underlined preventative 3 times.
And then after an eye cream, I have what goes on next? I have a vitamin C serum that I put on next.
Is that one
is not Aveda either. I think that one is, I think it's called Epionce, it's a very common line that a lot of dermatologists recommend. You can find it, you might be able to find it at Ulta's, but if they do, I don't think they have, like, the full line. I think they just have a few products of it. I do a vitamin C serum that helps with anti-aging. It helps to add moisture to the skin also. I'm a woman of age, so I have to prevent.
Prevent
those fine lines. They're coming. I see them.
It's like literally you, like, look in the mirror, like, one day and they're all there. You know, it's out of nowhere.
So vitamin C. So then my next one.
I just, like, washed my face.
Yeah, I have two serums that I use. So I first do my vitamin C, and then I have a hyaluronic acid serum. Mm-hmm. So hyaluronic acid also is for preventative. It helps with fine lines and wrinkles. It's very anti-aging. And it helps to brighten the skin as well. Yeah. Ooh. And then my final step is is my moisturizer.
Nice.
So then I have a couple different ones. It really just kind of depends on what my skin is doing. If I want to do something a little heavier or something a little lighter, In the summer, I tend to wear one that's a little bit of a lighter hydrating moisturizer just because my skin tends to get a little oily in the summer in the heat. And mm-hmm. then in the cooler winter months, I usually do something heavier, more of a cream texture moisturizer. And that one is an Aveda one. I love, love, love their creams. They have a soft cream and a rich cream, and they are money.
Wow. Soft and rich. Do lotions, like moisturizers from like Bath and Body Works and stuff, do you feel like those are effective like, for the skin?
Well, they're body lotions. So they're not, they don't do skin. I don't think they do any skin products. But yeah, I wouldn't use, it's fine on your body, but I wouldn't, yeah, never put it on your skin. Not something with aromas like that, that's scented. Yeah, I would not put that on your, not on your face.
I went to college with a girl who used to put it in her hair.
Oh, that's special.
Wait, who is this?
I'll tell you later.
Say their name. Say their name.
I'll tell you later.
That's weird. Like, okay. Just for fun, she did that?
Just, I don't know, like, she would put it all over her body, like, her arms and shit, and then just, like, rub the remaining, like, in her hair. All
right. Well, maybe she just wanted a fresh... scent for her hair. It's a horse bath.
Modern day horse bath.
Us with people with the fine hair couldn't do that. So this person's got thick hair. You just created a very distinct category that now I'm going to be cycling people through, Keith, to figure out who this person is.
I have a question. Did she have really long, thick hair?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh,
Stacey, why are you acting like it's a secret? Like, I'm literally going to tell you, like, later. Like, like, even in our musical theater episode where we talked about college, like, the whole time, like, we didn't, like, put anyone's name on blast.
Oh, I know, I know. It's just fun.
I know. But you never know who's listening.
I think I have a good idea who it is. Yeah, we never know. Do we have any new listeners, by the way? Oh, we'll talk about that later. Anywho.
Well, the only listener we, like, really care about is, like, right here. So.
Number one fan.
Exactly. Christine, I think.
Right.
Literally number one. You've knocked Dr. BJPP down, you know?
Starting from what, episode 3, like whenever we got the two dudes email, we begged multiple times in every episode for someone to email.
And I
us.
Think when you guys made the comment that she was too busy to email, I think that's when I was like, I'm in.
You accepted the challenge. And guess what? I'm here we are, episode 16. Dr. BJPP, not a fucking peep.
Nothing. I think Brooke is like three episodes behind as well.
Oh, Brooke's I'm behind. Zero. I'm
Brooke's zero. Behind. I know, you're fully caught up. Brooke actually, she was texting me last night about the horror episode. So she's like two behind now. She said she laughed really hard, Stacey, when we were talking about drawing Casper. And to unlock your Patreon level, it was $6. But to unlock mine, it's $3 to see the drawing of Casper.
Listen, you know, what can I say? Quality. Quality is what you get. With
right.
Me,
I mean, like,
know? Just it is
every time.
It is.
Every time.
Everyone knows that. But I did have another idea of, like, I was thinking, like, if we are going to do this merch, I think Christine's the best model for this. So, Christine, I think I'm formally asking you if, like, when we make our merch, would you want to be one of our models?
Yes. Like, could you imagine?
That's what you get for being the best.
I hope you make I want to add a hat or a shirt.
We didn't even think about
that.
What did you talk about so
far?
What are you thinking for merch?
Shirt. We did shirts,
koozies,
socks, underwear.
An underwear line.
The underwear is gonna on the ass. It's gonna say "What's it to
ya?" Oh yes. Can I have a special one made that says, "Are you into bestiality, Sandra?" Right on the front, though. I don't want it on my ass. I want it on the front. Thank you.
Anything for you, Christine. Oh, honestly, yeah. Anything you want.
Yeah, I want underwear. I'll model those.
Did you like the improv part two episode?
What was the question?
Did you like the improv part two? Of course. We brought it back.
Because you don't know what anybody's gonna say.
Right. Like everything is totally off the cuff.
We don't even know either.
Yeah, we really
fun
don't.
To listen to. Yeah. But I do like when you guys call each other out sometimes. you lose.
Haha, you lose.
Yeah, we have. Or I get salty if I lose sometimes.
Like us arguing over the pumpkin.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was. Oh, okay. So, Steph,
I do have a question though that I have a very important question. So, Christine. The beauty guru community on YouTube, let's just say they're going crazy, right? There's always drama. There's always something going on, right? You got Tati with those damn vitamins and all this other bullshit, right? But I am curious, for someone who is an actual person who's doing skincare and all of this out there, a true beauty guru, one would say, what are your, beauty trends that you can't stand right now?
Ooh, yeah. Do you see stuff online a lot about what different girls are doing?
Yeah, I do. I get really wrapped up in more of problem skin videos, like Dr. Pimple Popper, that kind of stuff. Oh. Yeah, I have some late nights going down that rabbit hole.
I
watch
that.
A lot of that stuff, but let me think here. I mean, I'm a little over there being 5,000 different palettes for your eyes out there. It's just stupid. So stupid to me. I mean,
people spend so much money on them too.
So much of it gets wasted because nobody uses all their palettes. It's just, they don't. So, yeah, I'm kind of over just everybody and their mother coming out with their own new palette and basically all the same colors.
Yeah, that's bad.
Heard that.
Do you watch anything? Do you, keep up to date with, James Charles or what's that other?
I do. Jeffrey Star? I do follow Jeffree Star on Instagram. He's a little much, a little over the top, but he does amazing work. No doubt his work is awesome. He's so talented, but yeah, definitely some things are, he's very drama, so much drama.
All the time. So the palettes are something you're over. What, in the skincare realm, is something you're over? What's something that's trending now that you can't stand? Or you see no value?
I don't know if there is anything. Because I think everything's so cool when it comes to skincare. I think, I don't do a whole lot of procedures on myself personally. But, I love seeing all the new stuff that they come out with. It's more just the surface stuff, overfilling your lips with filler and, that kind of stuff. But as far as skincare itself, I'm all about any kind of skincare. I can't think of something that's annoying to me, that's trending.
Would you ever consider getting Botox?
Yes, I would. But I would never do it to change my look. I would do it just to fill in some of those lines. I definitely would touch up some spots, but I do worry that I would possibly love it a little too much. I slightly have an addictive personality. but I'd like to hope that I would do it tastefully. But yeah, I'm not opposed to Botox as long as it's done minimal and it's done, tastefully.
Right. Yeah. You have a frozen
Oh yeah, no cat eyes. Why? It just makes a person look worse. I don't think I've ever seen anyone and been like, oh, wow, she looks so much prettier. Like, usually it's like, oh, she used to be so pretty. Really,
yeah. Right, yeah, you see that. Yeah, but the people like getting mm-hmm. it like don't think that they're like, this is gonna be perfect, like,
yeah,
be beautiful, yeah. I smile and laugh a good amount, so maybe like
right
feet, like down the line, like that's right one thing I would consider. Yeah, maybe
mine would be my forehead,
those smile lines.
I was gonna say mine would be my forehead too, because it was like I literally looked in the mirror the other day and I was like, holy crap.
And, you know, we raise our eyebrows a lot, and that causes wrinkles.
We have to even more now,
because
we have to react with our eyes and shit.
That's so
we have to smile.
I
do.
I just close my eyes. Sometimes I don't even actually smile. Right. I just close my eyes, and it looks like you're smiling.
You're a scammer in every sense of the word.
I mean, what's the point of like putting on a smile if people can't see it under the mask? Just close your eyes and that gives the illusion.
It's called being a happy person.
I am a happy person. I just
okay. Well, I wouldn't know.
I smile with my eyes. Thank you.
I was just gonna say,
Tyra.
Okay, let me call Tyra and get you on the next.
Smizing.
Yeah.
Smizing. Thank you. Look it up.
Thank you. I definitely mouth a lot of cuss words while I'm at work underneath my mask, and I love it so much.
Right. I it's also hard when you like kind of want to whisper to someone or keep something right down low, because they can't right read your lips as like a cue. I was like whispering to my coworker Deb 6 feet away, and she was like right so confused. She's like, is there a bug in here? What is that? Like, is this getting adapted to that? Because like we read so many social cues off right the face, it's like
it is hard. And I, hard. Yes, I feel bad sometimes when I pass somebody, and it's like I, you know, because you smile when you pass somebody that you don't really know, and yeah, and it's right so hard. You can't like, do that smirk, stuff. Like, and hey, yeah, and did they see my smiling right eyes? I don't like, know. Hey. I got glasses on.
I. Don't even waste those muscles to smile. Just close your eyes. Take a word right of advice from Keith. Close your eyes and the point will get across.
Like, how did you figure out how to make it convincing? Did you sit in your mirror and like stand there and like look at yourself?
How can I look at myself closing my eyes, Stacey? How can I look at myself closing my eyes?
I didn't know that you were closing them completely, because I don't close my eyes completely when I smile. Like, you close them a little bit because your cheeks come up.
Squeeze them tight enough so like your face crinkles a little bit. Like, I'm not like just close like winking. Like, I like close them and like tighten my eyes, like tighten them closed a little bit.
I need a video of this, because I'm like looking at myself trying to do what you're saying.
I feel like I'm doing it without evil eyes.
You can move.
When I do it,
no, you're just kind of like scrunching your, like kind of pushing your eyes down hard, like
yeah.
No, okay, subscribe to the Patreon, everyone. Christine's already our number one subscriber.
Yep,
she got the full access email to my drawing of Casper and Stacey's drawing of Casper.
Yeah, and we all know who's the superior,
right? Mine, even though it's cheaper. So. So maybe a fun, like...
What was that meme? Sometimes things that are more expensive are worse.
Yeah, exactly. Your Casper picture. That's what it's about.
Hey, at least I know what I'm about.
You don't even know what Casper fucking looks like.
I don't. And I know what I'm about. And I don't know that.
Who doesn't know what Casper the fucking friendly-ass ghost looks like?
He's the sweetest little thing. Yeah, he's got this sweet little baby face.
Yeah, he's smiling.
I literally only know him as well as I do from the Geico commercial that's on TV now.
Casper the Ghost is in a Geico commercial?
Yeah.
Oh, I must have missed that one.
Yeah, it's...
I don't know. I guess we need to see her picture of Casper to know if that's really Casper in the Geico commercial.
Exactly. So everyone pays $6 to unlock Cece's drawing. That's Casper. Funny.
Doesn't Casper wear a red bow tie? Oh, okay. Not
from what I remember, no. Maybe if he like goes to like a
is that one of those mandala or something?
I think I'm gonna look him up right now.
Christine's gonna go down like this.
Yeah.
Casper
how many different looks does
night?
Casper like... have?
Right.
Like... Oh yeah, there's no red bow tie. I don't know what I was thinking Casper... about there, but.
Wait, no, there.
You don't know what Casper looks like. You can't argue if he has a bow tie or not when you don't even know what the ghost looks like. So much.
Listen, I'm just trying to help out the number one fan of the pod. You know what I mean?
Hey. Well,
all right, Christine. So now we made it through. We had you on an entire episode. I think it's only fitting that you do the honors of plugging the infamous email.
Sure. All right, everyone, send your emails to the number 2hoots and a holler at gmail.com. Get your new pen pal.
Yes! It's like texting, but in a different app. Yeah.
That's the new email like description.
They hire me to like rebrand email as a whole.
Yeah.
And make it look like you're texting.
Right.
I exactly. literally lead the campaign. There's PSAs on every billboard.
Emailing. It's just like texting, but in a different app.
Or create the app, or you can do both.
Oh. Okay.
All yeah.
Right. We'll talk about it.
Link an email to the phone number, but when you're in the texting app, you can pick to email or text.
Wow. What would the app be called, Stacey? E-text? Text mail?
Text mail.
Text mail.
I like that.
What? Someone's gonna listen to this and like patent the shit out of it.
I know. I'm gonna be pissed.
Like, damn it.
No, listen to our podcast. We had it first.
Right. It's timestamped. Like, yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, we're just gonna go with our famous sign off line, and that's keep in touch.
Keep in touch.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Oh, wait. Can I say something about Keep in Touch?
Yeah.
Okay, real quick. So our director of our institute, it was her last day the other day, and I got her a big bottle of champagne, and I had a card with it. And at the end, I was like, do I put Keep in Touch or do I put KIT? Like, is she going to know KIT? Because I don't know. Like, you know, like, does everybody know that?
I don't think I've ever used it.
Yeah, KIT. I feel like we used to put that in yearbooks.
KIT? Oh, we always put HAGS.
What does that mean?
Have a good summer.
Oh!
HAGS.
That's funny.
So that's gonna be our that'll be our summer sign off line.
I like that. Yeah, that's funny.
But so yeah, what did you end up
so
writing?
You guys popped into my head when I was writing that card the other day, so you're always on my mind.
Aww.
Yeah.
It's just a good wrap up line.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Stacey was fucking disconnected.
Oh, I was wondering why she wasn't laughing. Yes, I was telling Keith that my director, she got a new job, so her last day was on Monday. And when I was writing out her card, because I got her a bottle of champagne at the end, my instinct was to put Keep in Touch because it's just in my mind.
Amazing.
But I didn't know if I should write it out or do like the KIT. Do you remember that?
Keith, yes, really remember I do. That.
I didn't remember. She said people put it in yearbooks, but we put HAGS.
Well, you got your HAGS. You got your there was a plethora of yearbook acronyms, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Plethora, hags. I said that's going to be.
I didn't know hags. I don't, unless I just don't remember it, but yeah, I don't know hags, but I like it.
Hags. I'm going to write that in every card forever now.
Yeah. Right. Well, send your mom a card.
Hags.
She's like, hags kit.
She's like, what'd you call me?
Yeah, exactly. She just rips the card up.
Right. She's like, worst birthday ever.
Oh.
Which my mom's birthday is Monday, by the way. So happy birthday, mom.
Yeah.
Right? November
16th. Scorpio, like my mom.
Oh, yeah. 15th.
Yep. Two peas in a pod, those two. So
Lil Donna and Kathy.
Yeah. They're separated at birth.
They're similar people.
Wow.
Right. Good times. Well, yeah. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you. Keep in touch.
And we'll see you on season two.
Sounds good. Bye, right. Friends.
Bye. See ya. Keep in touch.
Peace, love, and skincare. Sweet 16. Gonna spread my wings. Sweet 16. It's my chance to shine.